Chapter 168. Dearest, what? She laid her gentle hands upon my shoulders, and looked calmly in my face. Do you know, yet, what it is? I am afraid to speculate on what it is. Tell me, my dear. I have loved you all my life. Oh, we were happy, we were happy. Our tears were not for the trials, hers, so much the greater, through which we had come to be thus, but for the rapture of being thus, never to be divided more. We walked, that winter evening, in the fields together, and the blessed calm within us seemed to be partaken by the frosty air. The early stars began to shine, while we were lingering on, and looking up to them, we thanked our God for having guided us to this tranquility. We stood together in the same old-fashioned window at night, when the moon was shining, Agnes with her quiet eyes raised up to it, I following her glance. Long miles of road then opened out before my mind, and, toiling on, I saw a ragged way-worn boy, forsaken and neglected, who should come to call even the heart now beating against mine, his own. It was nearly dinner time next day, when we appeared before my aunt. She was up in my study, Peggotty said, which it was her pride to keep in readiness and order for me. We found her, in her spectacles, sitting by the fire. Goodness me! Said my aunt, peering through the dusk, who's this you're bringing home? Agnes, said one. As we had arranged to say nothing at first, my aunt was not a little discomfited. She darted a hopeful glance at me, when I said Agnes, but seeing that I looked as usual, she took off her spectacles in despair, and rubbed her nose with them. She greeted Agnes heartily, nevertheless, and we were soon in the lighted parlor downstairs, at dinner. My aunt put on her spectacles twice or thrice, to take another look at me, but as often took them off again, disappointed, and rubbed her nose with them. Much to the discomfiture of Mr. Dick, who knew this to be a bad symptom. By the by, aunt, said I, after dinner, I have been speaking to Agnes about what you told me. Said my aunt, turning scarlet, you did wrong, and broke your promise. You are not angry, aunt, I trust. I am sure you won't be, when you learn that Agnes is not unhappy in any attachment. Stuff and nonsense. Said my aunt. As my aunt appeared to be annoyed, I thought the best way was to cut her annoyance short. I took Agnes in my arm to the back of her chair, and we both leaned over her. My aunt, with one clap of her hands, and one look through her spectacles, immediately went into hysterics, for the first and only time in all my knowledge of her. The hysterics called up Peggotty. The moment my aunt was restored, she flew at Peggotty, and calling her a silly old creature, hugged her with all her might. After that, she hugged Mr. Dick, who was highly honored, but a good deal surprised, and after that, told them why. Then, we were all happy together. I could not discover whether my aunt, in her last short conversation with me, had fallen on a pious fraud, or had really mistaken the state of my mind. It was quite enough, she said, that she had told me Agnes was going to be married, and that I now knew better than anyone how true it was. We were married within a fortnight. Traddles and Sophie, and Dr. and Mrs. Strong, were the only guests at our quiet wedding. We left them full of joy, and drove away together. Clasped in my embrace, I held the source of every worthy aspiration I had ever had, the center of myself, the circle of my life, my own, my wife, my love of whom was founded on a rock. Dearest husband, said Agnes, now that I may call you by that name, I have one thing more to tell you. Let me hear it, love. It grows out of the night when Dora died. She sent you for me. She did. She told me that she left me something. Can you think what it was? I believed I could. I drew the wife who had so long loved me closer to my side. She told me that she made a last request to me and left me a last charge. Apostrophe, and it was apostrophe that only I would occupy this vacant place. Apostrophe, and Agnes laid her head upon my breast and wept, and I wept with her, though we were so happy. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.